1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. A federal court has ruled that the Trump administration cannot block congressionally approved funding to expand electric vehicle infrastructure. In a press release on Tuesday, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call announced the court granted summary judgment last week and concluded that the Trump administration's effort to withhold the funding violated the Administrative Procedure Act. Wisconsin joined a coalition of over a dozen states in filing the lawsuit, seeking to protect congressionally approved funding through the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Formula Program. Wisconsin is due to receive over $62 million of funding through the program, in addition to the overall economic impact from the jobs created. Attorney General Call also highlighted the environmental benefits of expanding the state's electric vehicle infrastructure, making it more feasible for residents to consider purchasing an electric vehicle. The National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Formula Program awards grant funding to businesses like gas stations, restaurants, and hotels to help cover the cost of installing electric vehicle charging stations. The Wisconsin Natural Resources Board unanimously approved a rule change on Wednesday seeking to bring state regulation of PFAS in line with federal drinking water standards. The rule change follows regulations enacted by the Environmental Protection Agency during the Biden administration. Under the Trump administration, the agency seeks to weaken those regulations to reduce which specific types of PFAS contaminants will have stricter limits. The agency's 2024 rule set limits for the two most common PFAS contaminants at 4 parts per trillion and 3 other types at 10 parts per trillion. Under Wisconsin law, the state-level drinking water standard requirements must be at least as stringent as the federal requirements. With the EPA seeking to roll back those previous protections, Natural Resources Board officials say increasing state regulations will better protect residents from the forever chemicals. According to a WPR report, an economic impact analysis conducted by the Department of Natural Resources found that meeting more stringent state-level regulations would not cost Wisconsin any more than meeting current federal drinking water standards. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Badgers bounce back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College hoops. The Badgers had only scored 17 points at halftime. Minnesota looked like they finally were on their way to getting a win at Wisconsin. The Badgers came roaring back in the second half. Beat the Gophers 67-63. Wisconsin's Nick Boyd on what was the key in the second best comeback in Badgers basketball history.
Down in that situation, down 18 at half, we just like, man, when we come out, we just got to communicate and just bring energy any way we could. So being physical, I think, really changed the second half.
NBA, it's the Bucks and the Wizards tonight in the nation's capital. The NBA trade deadline now a week away. And ESPN's Sham Sharania says more rumors about trading Giannis.
The Bucks have indicated to rival teams that they would want as a price point a young blue chip talent in all of this.
NFL, the Packers have a new linebacker coach. It's the Bills defensive coordinator, Bobby Babish. The Dolphins' Jeff Hafley has now hired 3 of his assistants in Green Bay to join him in Miami. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today with a high right around 11 this afternoon. The wind won't be strong, but it will be enough to keep that wind chill hovering around 0 here for most of the day. Tonight, partly cloudy, down to 4 below 0 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 13. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your La Crosse News Roundup from WLCX. Find more news anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.